Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Yeah, good.
Am I speaking with Dean Moser?
Yeah.
My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, we'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask for a donation. Now,
okay.
Dean, if you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 20.
20 years.
Uh-huh.
What is your primary branch of the trade?
I was a brick mason, light brick.
Block. Okay, so bricklayer?
Yeah.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
I was a journeyman.
Journeyman.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Are you currently working on the trade?
No, I'm retired. I hadn't worked on it for 30-some years, probably.
Oh, okay.
More.
Well,
I
most of these...
something else.
Okay.
I quit in 98.
Oh, okay. Now, sir, some of these questions may not apply to your present situation. These questions are going to apply on the last year that you worked as within the industry. Okay, as you were
yeah.
a member of the union, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you still are a member or no?
Yes, I'm still a member. I still got a fifth-year card.
Okay. Now, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to work or to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I've been retired since 2008.
Okay, so in the last 12 months that you worked, how many weeks had you been unemployed?
I haven't been in the trade since 1988.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any
no.
non-union contractors, okay.
No, I never worked for a non-union contractor.
And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
I have no idea. Not union. There's probably less union than there was around where I'm living.
Okay. So that was my next question, to be honest with you. If you see more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same. So you
I live
just
in
answer.
Arizona. I live in Arizona, and I don't think okay. there's much union in Arizona, to be honest with
now,
you.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't think there's enough union workers, no.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Well, I don't know how good the unemployment is right now. I couldn't tell you, so I don't know. I'd
okay.
say, I don't know. Honestly, don't.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, I hope it gets better.
Okay. So you believe that it get better, correct?
I don't know. I hope it does.
Okay. Now, thinking about your work on the job site, when you worked the last time, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, falling risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Probably dust. I mean, I haven't worked since 2008, so I don't know.
Okay.
You know, and I quit that and I went to work in a cabinet shop, maintenance cabinet shop.
And
so I haven't.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing.
Picketing? No.
Yes. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often, on the last year, on the last work that you had with the union, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I don't remember any of them. None. Never.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from? Let me read the choices. Newspapers. Local
don't
TV news programming. Cable news. Internet or social media. Radio. Friends and neighbors. Which will be the first that you'll use?
I watch the news on TV.
Okay, what will be the second one?
Talking to people.
Okay, so friends and neighbors. And then it will be, what about the internet or social media?
I read some on the internet, yeah.
What about the radio?
No, I listen to music on the radio.
But you don't get the news from the news, from the radio news?
No, I don't usually, no.
Okay. So what about newspapers?
I used to get them, don't anymore. All a bunch of junk in there.
All right. Okay. I see. Now, sir, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
Say those again.
Foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration,
jobs
education.
And the economy.
Okay.
Jobs and the economy. And then, and then immigration.
As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, some, or little?
I haven't heard anything about it lately. I used to hear about it when I worked.
Okay, and when you worked, did you hear a lot, some, or little?
Oh, just certain things, the Davis-Bacon Act. It was a little, I'd say. Not a lot.
Well, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects.
Jobs. Yep.
Yes.
Right on.
Now, would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
very important.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Neither one do. Democrats don't care anymore. Democrats don't care anymore, and I'm not a Democrat.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
I'd say somewhat more.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following? His job as president. Overall.
I disapprove of him. He sucks.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly disapprove of him.
What about the job that Joe Biden has done with health care?
He ain't done a job. He hasn't done a job since he's been in there. He don't have a clue.
What about the economy?
Sucks. The economy's in the toilet.
Foreign affairs?
He doesn't know what to do with that neither.
Immigration?
He has no clue on immigration.
Support for labor unions?
No, I don't even think he supports the labor unions anymore.
So you can say that you strongly disapprove, correct?
Yep, strongly disapprove of it. Every one of them, because they used to care about them, and they don't care about the labor unions anymore like they used to.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes. Vote all the time.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain?
I know I will vote. I will vote if I'm alive.
If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful to receive information?
I don't get any information from the union.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
Okay.
I get letters from the union I was in Washington. If they're having a meeting or who's on the deal, but I'm inactive.
Okay.
I'm inactive, so.
Okay. But you still are a member, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a lifetime
now,
member. Yeah.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're excellent up in Washington there. They do a pretty good job.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're good. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you on that. I'm not sure.
Okay, you say that you're not receiving any type of correspondence from them, correct?
I get a magazine once in a while, and that's about
okay.
it. You know, I get a magazine.
But they don't give you any updates about your retirement, security, things like that, correct?
I get it from the Northwest Pension. I don't know if I get anything from the international. I might get it in the book. It might come in the book, but of the pension stuff, but I don't
In your own words, how do you think that the union could best improve its representation and service?
Boy, that's a good one. Have a good retirement. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, they probably need to be stronger. I'm not sure that, because they used to have their own local unions, and now they're all combined. You know, Montana, Oregon, Idaho, and Washington are all combined as one union.
Which, so you
that's
say
what
that
they went to because they weren't.
They need to be stronger.
Yeah, it could be, it probably. Yeah, yeah, in areas, certain areas.
They need to be stronger.
I don't think they're very good in Arizona, I'll tell you that right now.
In the whole country, correct?
Yeah.
So in the whole country. Okay. Okay, just one second. Let me write that. See, they are looking to get your advice, okay, on how they can improve this representation and service. So you say they need to be strong in the whole country as a union, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're very small, you know, comparing to what people think.
Okay.
Unions make up a smaller amount of people than most people think. They're all over the place, and they're not. It's not a big percentage of people. Okay.
What do you think should be the union's top priority for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Well, jobs, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you get jobs when there ain't no economy. You know, I don't know how you do that. But
they should be working.
No matter how the union looks at it, they always think everybody on the left side is better than the right side.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you got to divide that up a little bit. Not all.
That they should be working on getting more
right.
jobs, correct?
Yeah.
More jobs, okay.
I don't know how they can do it, though. That's just it, you know?
Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, email, union meetings, mail, or job site?
Email's good. You know, I get
how
once in a while, I do get emails from the union about certain things, but not, you know, not very much.
Okay. Would that be once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Oh, whatever. Whatever they send them out. I don't know when they send them out.
Okay.
Whatever they want. It doesn't matter to me.
So, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a Republican.
Would you say...
Not that I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. I would vote for a Democrat if they were decent, because all of them are no good anymore.
So you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
No, I'm a strong Republican.
Okay. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white. Caucasian.
And your first name?
My first name is Dean.
Great. Thank you, Dean. My name is Tony, okay? And we are complete with the survey. I truly thank you. Thank you very much.
Where are you at, Tony? Where are you
I'm
from?
At California.
Oh, California. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe it was a Tucson number. I wasn't sure. Yeah. So,
I believe
in unions, but I mean, you know, sometimes you got to be reasonable, you know, too, but. As if I wouldn't have been in the Bricklayers Union, I'd never got a retirement out of them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've drawn my retirement for about, since I was 60 years old, so I've been drawing it just about 20 years.
Wow.
So, I can't
Can't complain,
So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Like everything, I mean, you know.
It is. And that, so, but like Joe Biden, he's in the toilet as far as I'm concerned. He's a waste of time. He can't speak to people because I think he's got dementia. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I hate to say that, but, you know, But all it is tax and spend, tax and spend. You know, everything's a stinking high price. Tonight we were sitting at the table talking about a piece of meat we bought and used to buy it for $7. Now it's $20. And they say the economy's good. They're nuts. They're nuts. So I'm not, you know, I'm a pretty conservative person. And I've set myself up well. But you know what? It's a lot of people haven't, and they're struggling like you can't believe because of the way prices are. Gas doesn't have to be that high priced and stuff. And I know it's worse over where you're at. So anyway, that's my opinion.
Hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Yep. So anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Okay.
You bet.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye. You bet. Bye-bye.